Blog Talk Radio.
Anticipate you got a prayer for us today. Amen. Brother Ray, you got, it's all right. You're going to ask, you got a scripture for us. Amen. Opening scripture. Huh? Praise God.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, we just bless your name is more than Lord Jesus. Your name is awesome. Your name
Thank
is
you.
Great. Yes. Your name is above every name. At your name, every knee going to bow and every tongue going to confess. Oh, God, we just thank you, Lord Jesus, for being in the midst this morning, Lord Jesus. Thank you for your presence this morning, Lord. We brought your presence here, Lord Jesus. And we thank you at your presence, the way in us, the Spirit dwell in us this morning, Lord Jesus, which leads and guides us to all truth. Thank you for your peace this morning, your joy, Lord, your love, Lord. Because in you, Lord, there will be fine these things, Lord. Our hope is in you. Our strength is in you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord, for power this morning, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for strength this morning, Lord Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are God and there's no other one before you and not up to you and none between you. You go all by yourself and you don't need no help. And we thank you, Lord Jesus, for being our Lord and Savior this morning, Lord. We thank you for courage this morning.
Thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
Courage to walk in your name. Courage to tell people about you this morning, Lord Jesus.
Thank
They need a Savior, Lord Jesus.
Yes, they do, Lord.
You are that Savior that they need this morning, Lord Jesus. You are their hope this morning, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And without you, Lord, we have no hope, Lord Jesus. And we thank you, Lord, that we put our trust in you this morning, Lord Jesus. Because we trust in your word, we trust in your name, and we just thank you. We give all honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God. Amen. You got a scripture for us today?
Amen. This comes out of the book of Matthew 22:37. Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. Lord, out of blessing to the reader, hearer, and doer of his most holy word.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Thank God. Thank God for everybody that the ones that are here. All of you that is online this morning. Amen. All of you on Facebook Live this morning. We appreciate you being online this morning. And we thank you for another day that the Lord has allowed us to see. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You know, it wasn't by mistake that you woke up this morning. It was God that woke you up this morning. Amen. And we got to be thankful for what God did for us today. Amen. And so is anyone, you got a testimony, got a prayer request? We thank Sister Shirley for being in our midst today. Amen. Anything you'd like to say, Miss Shirley?
Pleased to be here and woke me up and got me on my way.
Kind of on your way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thanks, Sister Shirley. Miss Shirley, Sister Shirley, for being with us this morning. But anyone else have anything today? Anyone online? Amen. You got anything you'd like to say, Brother Ray? Praise God.
Amen. We just give honor to God, head of my life. Thank God for saving me. Honor to Pastor Page, General, and to Sister Shirley here today. With all the faith of God, I just want to thank God for being here today. Like Pastor Bay said, it wasn't by our accident or by our might that we woke up.
Yes.
Just thank God that we're alive and well today. Thank God for my safe departure from California.
Amen.
Safe arrival here in Arlington.
Amen.
New beginnings, a new time. God say new beginnings, leaving everything behind and embracing all new. And so we just thank God for new beginnings and gospel being spread, preached all over the world, and that we continue to stand on the word of God, no matter where we at, no matter what city, state we at, still praise God. So I just give honor to God that I'm saved today because so many people are dying.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus.
The Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank God that I will be in a Christless grave, but I'm going to be standing
Amen.
When the Lord comes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
May our strength of the Lord and that God continue on. And thank God for St. Valerie. Thank God for her coming and being here. And thank God for all she does for me.
Amen.
A beautiful baby. Just thank God for
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Praise God, praise God, praise God. Come on, Sister Paige, let's give us a song, baby. We gon' you know, it don't take a crowd to praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm full of the joy and full of the peace of God. Amen. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Amen. We're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to be all right. Amen. Go ahead. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hey. Mm-hmm. When you don't sing, your voice kind of get away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do my best.
Amen. That's make a joy for Noah. Make a joy for Noah. Hallelujah.
I want to make a noise. I want to make a love. Thank you, Lord.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good,
yes, Lord,
to me.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Amazing grace. I'm free to drown. Save a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me.
Yes, Lord.
He's been good to me. God has smiled on me.
I know where I came from, amen. And thank God I know where I'm going, amen. He's been good to me, amen. I don't find no fault in the man, amen. Don't have no complaints about the man, amen.
Hallelujah.
He's been good to me, amen. Praise God. And nevertheless, you know, all of you who are on today, he's been good to you too.
Amen.
Amen. Yes, he's been good to you too. Amen. Don't take it for granted. I don't want to take all of it, you know, but I'm going to give you some of it. I'm going to allow you to have time to say, my Father been good to me also, amen.
You
know, no, sometimes we like to claim him as our own, as my daddy. but he's your father also, amen. So I don't want to take all of them, amen. I'm going to let you have some of them, but he's been good to me, amen. So I just praise God, amen, today, Lord. Thank you for the word of God and the people of God, and all glory and praise and blessing in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. We got a word of God for you today. All of you here, we got a word. We got a word. We got a word for you. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. That God, I want to talk about what I want to have a subject today. I'm going to talk about faithfulness. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to talk about faithfulness. Being faithful today, amen. There's one thing about faithfulness, amen. And that God wants us to be faithful people, amen.
Amen.
And if you be faithful to God, God will be faithful to you, amen.
Amen.
And the reason I'm going to take that from Genesis this morning, amen. I've been wondering how I was going to do it this morning, but I want to talk about being faithful, amen. Hallelujah.
Faithful.
Praise God. Being faithful, amen.
Yes.
Genesis chapter 22, amen, if you want to look in here. Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we are faithful people, God made a promise if we be faithful.
Yes.
There are many promises God gives to faithful people, amen.
Amen.
And sometimes when God does something, sometimes God said there's something you got to do sometimes. There are some blessings that God bless you with that you don't have to really do nothing for, amen.
Right.
But there are some promises that God made is based on what you do, amen.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why God requires faithfulness, amen.
Amen.
And that's what I want to talk about, the faithfulness. Genesis chapter 22, verses 15 through 18, Sister Paige, amen, praise God. Let's read, y'all, together. Come on with the word of God. Genesis chapter 22. Read, Sister Paige.
And the angel of the Lord called unto Abraham out of heaven the second time.
A second time, amen.
And he said, by myself have I sworn.
By myself have I,
said the Lord,
sworn.
For because thou hast done this thing and hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, that in blessing I will bless thee.
Uh-huh.
And in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of heaven.
Yes.
And the sand which is upon the seashore.
Uh-huh.
And thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies.
Oh, yes.
And in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice.
Because thou hast obeyed my voice. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
You know, I talk about faithfulness, but my thought is, God said, I swear I'm going to bless you.
Yes.
I swear I'm going to bless you. That's what
Amen.
God said to you. If you be faithful to me, God said, I swear I'm going to bless you. Amen.
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
I swear I'm going to bless you. Amen.
Glory. Hallelujah.
God said, I swear I'm going to bless faithful people.
Yes.
Those who will be faithful to me, I swear I'm going to bless you. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Amen. I like this when I'm looking at this topic here. I was thinking about the text this morning when God said that he swear that he's going to bless us. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, when somebody swears something, that means they really intend to do what they say they're going to do. Amen.
Amen.
God really didn't have to say, I swear. God could have just said, I'm going to bless you. Mm-hmm. That would have been enough because he's God. Amen.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But the way he did it today, amen, he said, I swear. I mean that God made an oath that he's going to do something for, and if we can trust God and be faithful, amen, then God said, I swear I'll bless you. That if you do what I ask you to do, you do what I tell you to do, I swear I'm going to bless you. So we shouldn't have any doubt about it because God said, I swear. Whenever somebody say that they swear, amen, their intent is good. They really intend to do it. Amen.
Amen.
But sometimes I might swear I'm going to do something. That's why God tell us not to swear.
Mm-hmm.
It's because we might make an oath. We might make some promises. And sometimes we can't keep them. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so I don't need to. That's why we shouldn't do it. But God said, I swear. God can do that because God is able, amen,
amen,
to do anything but fail us. Amen.
Amen.
If God said,
Hallelujah,
I swear I'm going to bless you,
yes,
guess what?
He's
going to
do it.
He's going to do it. Now, this is a matter, when we come to this time, Abraham was a man of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to be people of faith.
Amen.
And Abraham, God asked Abraham to do something for him, amen. And Abraham did what God asked him to do.
Mm-hmm.
And because Abraham believed God, those things was counted unto righteousness, amen.
Amen.
And so what God asks us to do, when God asks us to do something, we should do it by faith, believing that what?
He's the reward of them that diligently seek him. Amen. Amen. If you come to God, all those that come to God must believe that he rewards you. Amen.
Yes.
And then I believe he rewards me because he said that I swear I'm going to bless you. That means that, that God can't lie. If God don't do what he said he's going to do, God speaks us to be God. So he said, I swear I'm going to bless you. So God asks us to do things, and if we can believe God to do those things that God asks us to do, he said, I swear I'm going to bless you.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
There's no doubt about it. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You see, that's when we get to the promise of
yes.
God.
Hallelujah.
God said, I'm going to bless you.
Yes.
He said, if you know, when we think about being saved, you know, a lot of people haven't thought to get saved. But God said, if you would repent
mm-hmm.
and be baptized in the name of Jesus
yes.
for the remission of your sin, I swear I'm going to bless you. Amen. Well, what did he say? I'm going to bless you with the Holy Ghost if you repent and come unto me. Amen. So if you would do this, God said, I swear I'm going to do it for you. Now, if you can believe that I'm going to do it, why don't you take action on what I said?
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
See, faith is acting on the word of God.
Oh, yes. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When God says something, I act on it.
Yes,
and then I'm going to get blessed because I acted on it. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
And so this is what God says to everybody this morning. Yes. I swear I'm going to bless you. You don't have to worry about me blessing you. I swear I'm going to do it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I swore by myself.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah. And if I don't do what you asked me to do, then I cease to be God.
Mm-hmm. Hmm? Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is what we talk about, being faithful. Amen.
Faithful.
God blesses faithful people. Amen.
Faithful.
And that's the thing about it. We need to learn how to be faithful.
Yes.
Amen. When people are faithful to God, God becomes faithful to them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take some scriptures for instance. Let's go to Isaiah 1 and 19. Amen. Praise God. When we talk
Amen.
About God said, I swear I'm going to bless you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. It's because all of us want to be blessed.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Isaiah 1 and 19 says what? But
if ye be willing and obedient.
If you be willing, listen what he said. I swear I'm going to bless you now. Read on.
You shall eat the good of the land.
You're going to eat the good of the land. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
But if ye refuse and rebel, you shall be devoured with beasts.
Sword. Amen. And so what does God say? If you be willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. What is God saying? I swear I'm going to bless you, amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you do what I ask you to do, I'm going to bless you, amen.
Amen.
Huh? And then all of us need blessings, amen. Even when God said that you be faithful to me, if you need healing, I'll heal you, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. If you need salvation, I'll save you, amen. I swear I'm going to bless you, amen.
Amen.
And so if you be willing and obedient, he said you're going to eat the good of the land.
Mm-hmm.
But if you rebel, you know, and we wonder why we fail sometimes. We wonder why things don't go right sometimes. It's because what? We're not faithful.
Amen.
Huh? Praise God. God wants faithful people. Amen.
Amen.
God, you know, when we think about being faithful, Abraham was so faithful to God. But when we think about being faithful, amen, we're thinking about, what are we thinking about? I'm committed. See, a lot of people, they say they're faithful, but they're not committed to God. Amen.
Amen.
They want the blessing of God, but they're not committed to God.
Amen.
You see, God needs committed people because he can't give people something that they're not committed to. Amen.
Yes.
Why would God give you something that you're not faithful with it? Amen.
That's right.
Huh?
Amen.
And so what he said, if you're committed to me, I'm going to bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And so let's go. Let's keep. If you be willing and obedient, you're going to eat the good of the land.
Yes.
And so God swore by himself that he was going to bless us. Amen. And if you do what right in God's eyesight, he said, I'll bless you. I'm a read-on person. Amen. Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Amen. Amen. I don't have no words of my own. I gotta go get God's word. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Deuteronomy chapter 28. Amen. When we talk about it, he said, I'm going to bless you. Amen. That if you do what I say, do, amen. And it shall come to pass, this is what God says here. And it shall come to pass, if thou would listen diligently unto the voice of the Lord and observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. Amen.
Amen.
What did he say? If you would listen, if you would just obey me, God said, I will do what I said I would do. That's all it takes, a little faithfulness, amen.
Amen.
Amen. That's all it takes, faithfulness. And God said, I'll do it. I'll bless you. I'll set you above and not beneath. But the reason, you know, Israel's demise is because Israel began to be a people who wouldn't obey God's orders and his commandments.
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm. And we wonder why we slack and don't have all that we have, should have of God, is because we turned away from some things God asked us to do and we don't now do them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We wonder why we don't see the power of God being manifested like it should be manifested, because the people of God, they're not doing what God asked them to do. And so therefore God can't manifest himself, is because we're not doing what God asked us to do. Amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
It's because if God can't lie, if we was doing all that God asked you to do, then God wouldn't have any problem doing what he said he would do, because he promised that, what? I bless you.
Mm-hmm.
And so he tells the Israel, he said, if you listen to do all that I say do, I'm going to set you above everybody else. Now, everybody, you know, we like to blame other people for our demise. We got to stop doing that, amen. Stop blaming other people the reason you're not blessed. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Stop blaming the white man that you're not blessed. Hallelujah. If God said, I'm going to bless you, the white man can't stop you from being blessed. I'm not trying to be prejudiced, but I'm just saying these are the things that we declare out of our mouth all the time. We teach our kids. Oh, you know, you can't excel because it's the white man, you know, it's stopping you from doing this. But God said that. We got to look and see what God said he'll do for us and not what people say they're going to do for us. Amen?
Amen.
You can't stop lying. Amen. I was talking to some Hebrew Israelites the other day, and they was talking all this junk. Watch my mouth. Amen. Praise God. And they was talking, it's the Ammonites, and it was the Jebusites, and it was the Canaanites. It was the enemy of Israel. No, they really wasn't the enemy of Israel. What it was, that they was on top, but they refused to obey God, and they ended up on the bottom, amen?
Mm-hmm.
And see, they wanted to blame somebody else for what they did themselves.
Right.
Come on, somebody, amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You might not be the president. You might not be a person that of high status, but God said, I can bless you anyway, amen?
Anywhere.
Hallelujah. I can bless you anywhere. I can cause you to be a ruler even in a land that is even not yours. Amen.
Amen.
Look at Joseph. He was a ruler in a land that wasn't even his. Amen.
Amen.
Because God swore that he would bless him. He was a man that was obedient to God. And because he was obedient to God, God blessed him above. Did he set him above all nations?
Amen.
He was number two in leadership in the things of God.
Mm-hmm.
That God blessed him, amen.
Amen.
And see, if you're going to be blessed today in all you do, you got to look and see what God can do for you.
Amen.
Not what other people can do for you.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
I like that, is because when I look at it, you know how people say things about you. See, I just believe God has blessed me, amen. I'm not waiting to get blessed. I believe I'm already blessed, amen.
Amen.
And if you don't believe that about yourself, you don't need to wait on somebody else to tell you, amen.
Amen.
You got to believe for yourself you're blessed, because God said, I'll bless you.
Amen.
So I'm blessed, amen.
Amen.
And see, one another thing we have here, you know how people sometimes they come and they ask you, you know, we need somebody else to tell us who we are. We need affirmation. That's the word. Affirmation. We need affirmation from other people, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We always want somebody else to tell us who we are, amen.
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
See, you don't need other people to tell you who you are. God has already told you who you are, amen.
Amen.
I am who I am by the grace of God, amen.
Right.
I am what I am. So I don't need you telling me who I am, amen, because God has already told me who I am, and God has told me that I'm blessed.
Yes, amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. God has told me I'm blessed. I don't need you to tell me I'm blessed. I don't need you to tell me who I am. You see, that has been the greatest mistake with a lot of teachers and things at school. You know, the teachers go tell you, you know, you're not going to be anything. Amen. Teachers.
Amen.
I'm sorry. Teachers will tell you, well, boy, you don't look like you're not going to be anything. Boy, you're not going to be anything. Amen. You see, you're listening for affirmation from the teacher.
Yes.
You're looking for affirmation from people. We always want people to tell us who we are.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Waiting on somebody today, and God already said, I bless you already, boy. You're already blessed now. You don't need people to tell you that you're blessed. You need to just realize you're blessed and act on my word, and I will bless you according to what my words say blessed. You don't need affirmation from somebody else. God has already given you affirmation.
That's right. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Hmm?
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. It's because you haven't acted on God's word. You know, faith is acting on the word of God. Amen. And when you act on the word of God, God said, I bless you for acting on my word.
Amen.
I bless you, amen, for following my word. I bless you for obeying my word, amen. I will bless you. I will bless you in the city. I will bless you in the field. Your storehouse will be blessed, amen. If you would just obey my voice, if you just do what I tell you to do, I will bless you, and you don't need other people to bless you.
Yes.
God said, I'll bless you myself, amen.
Hallelujah.
I'm the one to bless you.
Yes.
Hallelujah. I'm the one will lift you up, amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the one will save you. I'm the one will bring you out, amen. If you just obey my voice, I'll bring you out of that mess that you're in, amen. I'll lift you up above that mess because what? I'm able. If you obey my voice, I don't care what you're in and who you are. I cause you to rise to the occasion because
yes.
I'll
Hallelujah.
Bless you.
Hallelujah.
I give you the ability to do what
yes.
you can't do yourself, amen.
Amen.
When you can't lift yourself up, God said, I'll lift you up, amen.
You,
if you obey my voice,
yes.
I will do it for you, amen.
Yes.
Praise God. If you obey my voice, I'll save you, amen.
Yes.
If you obey my voice, I'll bring you out, amen.
Yes.
Somebody say, he brought me out of darkness into the marvelous light. You see, it wasn't that I did it myself, but God did it for
amen.
Me because he said, I want to bless you.
Amen. Amen.
But it seems like the thing is that we don't want to obey God. Everybody wants to do what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
Everybody want to walk after their own will
mm-hmm.
and not after the will of God. Amen.
Amen.
And then sometimes you wonder why you're not blessed is because, amen, you've been disobeying God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
See, that's what God came to turn us around so they can bless. You know, Jesus came here to be a blessing to us. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. Amen. Yeah. We was in the world of sin, amen. Praise God. We was sunken down, amen. Amen. We was discouraged, amen. Amen. Discouraged in all that we do, but Jesus came down. And the reason he came down, said, I'll bless you, amen. And God said, if you believe in my son, Jesus Christ, I'll bless you. Huh? See, people don't want to believe in Jesus no more, amen. They want to think they can lift up their own selves, amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's just people get in pride, you know, of who they are.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a son of Abraham. And Jesus said, if you was Abraham's seed, you do the work of Abraham. You believe him whom he sent, amen.
Mm-hmm.
But they cry, Abraham, I'm Abraham's child. I'm Abraham's child. Amen. Yeah. God blessed Abraham. Amen. Praise God. Yeah, God blessed Abraham. You can see here, he said, I'm going to be a blessing to you because Abraham did what he did, and he got what he got because he believed God. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people, they don't want to do what God asked them to do, and they still want to be blessed. Everybody wants the cake, but nobody wants to put the cream in it. Amen. Praise God. Everybody wants the blessings of God, but you just got to be obedient for the blessings of God. Amen. And when I look at the word of God, amen, I realize I am because God blessed me to be who I am. Amen. Praise God. Amen. And that's what we got to look at. You don't need other people's approval to tell you who you are. Amen.
Amen.
I keep saying that because a lot of people have missed God. It's because somebody said something to them that wasn't true. I think about, who was that? Jennifer Hudson. I think about that, amen. You know, I think about Jennifer Hudson. I'll use her as an example. Because when she went on that show, Simon told her, you would never be anything. Come on, somebody, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Told her she wasn't going to be nothing. And a month later, she was on TV. And then 2 months later, she had she had a Grammy. Because she didn't believe what he told her, amen.
Mm-hmm.
See, when we let other people tell us who we are and what we can do and what we can't do, then we fail most of the time, amen?
Amen.
But she didn't quit just because Simon said, you'll never be anything, amen? You'll never amount to anything. You see, people are always telling you, you'll never amount to nothing. How many times people have told you, you'll never amount to anything? Simon says, you're not going to make it. And then she went on Dream Girls. I'm just using her as an example. And the next thing you know, she was a star, amen. If she hadn't listened to what he said about her, amen, she would have never become the person that she is now, amen. If you listen to what other people, you'll only be what they said you're going to be and not what God said you're going to be.
Mm-hmm. Amen. That's right.
And see, we got to listen to God today, amen. If we're going to rise above the thing that God said he's going to bless you, guess what? He's going to do what he said he's going to do, amen.
Right.
But if you can believe it, amen, if you want to get up from where you are, you want to be somebody different than who you are, then you got to be obedient to God and be faithful, amen.
Amen.
God requires everybody to be faithful. Listen to what he says here when he said, I bless you. In verse 2, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. Ooh, Jesus. Has anybody ever had blessing overtake you? Hallelujah. When God will have some blessing chasing you down, amen, people will be chasing you down trying to bless. But remember now, there's something you have to do in this. You have to be obedient in order for the blessing to chase you down. See, a lot of times people want the blessing to chase you down, but you haven't been obedient to the God and you're still looking for the blessing. Amen?
Yes.
So it requires obedience. Now everybody say, well, you don't talk against sin, Paige. You don't preach against sin. I preach against sin all the time. When I'm telling you, you need to be faithful, that's preaching against sin, amen. Because faithful people don't sin, amen. Faithful people don't cheat on their husband, amen. Faithful people don't cheat on their wife, amen. Faithful people that are faithful to God, amen. They don't go out doing those things that other people do, amen. Faithful people abide in God at all the time, amen, because they are committed to something.
Amen. That's right.
So I'm trying to tell you, if you be faithful to God and obey his voice, you don't have to worry about the other stuff. What did Jesus say? If you be willing and obedient, I'll give you the good of the land. Amen. I bless you.
Amen.
Faithful people, amen. Amen. Abraham was a faithful man, amen. And because of his faithfulness, he was blessed above all men. Faithful man.
Amen.
I'm going to do what God said I was to do, even if it kills me, amen. I'm not going to change. I'm not going to turn back, amen. Even if it kills me, because even if I know that I die on the third day, I get up. They can kill me, but they can't keep me dead. Why? Because God has blessed me, amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
God has blessed your life that even if the devil kills you, he can't keep you dead.
Yes.
I'm going to thank God for the resurrection, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for the reward of the resurrection, amen. Because even if they kill you, they can't keep you dead. But if you be faithful to God, I guarantee you what God said. I'm going to raise you up on that day, amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I guarantee you I'll get you up on that day, amen.
Hallelujah.
I guarantee you you're not going to stay in the grave.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you.
That's the promise of God, that we've got to believe God and obey God, because he guarantees you. That you, even if the grave can't hold you down, if God has blessed you, the grave can't hold you down. Sin can't hold you down. Nothing can hold you down because God blesses us upon you.
Hallelujah.
When the Holy Ghost is upon you, the blessing of God is upon you. Can't nothing hold you down. Can't nothing stop you, amen. Can't nobody stop you from succeeding. Stop listening to the lies of the devil that tell you you can't make it.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory. Glory. Hallelujah.
No matter what they said about you, amen.
Yes, Lord.
You believe what God said about you, amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Amen. If whatever the thing that you're going through, you got to believe you can get through it because God said you can get through it.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. And whenever it gets too difficult for you, you got to believe what God said. I can do all things through the Christ that gives me the power and the ability to do it. You got to recognize I can do it.
I can do it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Stop failing because God said, he said, I'm going to bless you if you do it. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you be obedient. All you got to do is be obedient. All you got to do is listen to God. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Hey.
Listen and obey.
Listen and obey.
Yes.
And walk in his statue.
Yes.
Walk in his word. That's what he told Israel. I want you to walk in my statue. Amen.
Yes.
Praise God. I want you to walk in my commandment.
Yes.
Amen. If you do my commandment and walk in my statue and obey me, I guarantee you I'll bless you. I'll bless you above all people. Amen.
Yes. Hallelujah.
I'll make you the head and not the tail, amen. I'll make you above and not beneath, amen. But you see, the reason we haven't risen to the stature that God wants us to be is because we refuse to obey.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
God said, I'm going to bless you, amen. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou just listen to the voice of the Lord. If you listen. If you listen to the voice of the Lord, amen, by God, blessed shall thou be in the city. Blessed, I mean, look at all these blessings here. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field.
Yes.
Blessed be the fruit of thy body. Your children going to be blessed if you obey God. Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
See, we wonder why the children going astray so many times. Their parents is not doing what they're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Parents in disobedience. Train up the child in the way that they should go, and they won't depart from it. But parents, they training themselves, and they wonder why the children messed up because the parents messed up.
That's right.
Hmm?
Mm-hmm.
See, if you did it the way God said do it, your child might not end up in the ditch, amen.
Amen.
Your child might not end up in the streets, amen. If we obey the commandment of God, and even if people in the church would obey what God said, you know, when God told us, let the old women train up the young women.
Yes.
How to be keepers at home, how to be virtuous, amen. Let them train them. But, you know, everybody in church, rather than the change, training the young women to be like that, they out there trying to preach to the men, and they need to be talking to the women.
Amen.
You're not doing what God said, and you wonder why.
Yes.
There's no blessings in it, amen. Come on, well, you understand what I'm trying to say. That's where the blessing comes from, is being obedient. Are you listening to me today? Amen.
Amen.
Amen. When you're obedient, amen. When you take time and sit down with the child and talk to them and do what God asked, do the way God said do it, they will be blessed. But then you wonder why the curses come. The curses come because somebody's not being obedient, because God said, if you're doing what I say do, I guarantee you.
Glory. Hallelujah. Come on now,
preacher. I guarantee you I'll do it.
Yes, come on now.
You walk in my statue and you walk in my word, amen. I'm going to bless you.
Preacher.
Amen. If you want to be saved, amen, you got to do what God say do, amen.
Amen.
You can't keep doing the old things that you used to do and expect new blessings.
You're preaching now. Come on. Come on now.
Hallelujah. Jesus. Yeah, go on, man. Praise God. Hallelujah. But God said, is this what the word said, amen? If the word said it, I believe it, amen. And because I believe what God said, I'm going to act on what God said, and I'm going to get what God said, because he swore about it. He said, I'm going to bless
you.
Amen.
He'll tell you, go bless you to preach. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the fruit of thy body. Amen. My children going to be blessed. Blessed be the fruit of the ground. Amen. My ground going to be blessed. Be the fruit of your cattle. Amen. An increase of thy kind, an increase in the flock of thy sheep. Amen. We wonder how God said, I'm going to bless you. Now, here's something that goes on. I don't like to talk about this because people get upset when you start talking about money. You know what I mean? They get upset when you start talking about money. Amen. But they want the blessings of God, but when you talk about the money, all of a sudden they back up and they get scared when you start talking about money.
They grab their pocket.
Amen.
Come on now.
All right. I want to turn somewhere right quick. I want to show you something. Amen. Because you want the blessing and you wonder why you don't have it. Let me see. Malachi chapter 3. You know, Paige, don't be talking about no money, Paige. That's why you broke.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Why you ain't got none. Because you won't obey God's commandments. Malachi chapter 3. Can I read? Amen. Let me slow down a little bit. Amen. I'm going too fast here today. Amen. Amen. Listen what God said. Now, God promised he was going to bless us. He swore that he would bless the people if they would be obedient. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We got that down, right?
Amen.
Amen. Listen what God said. Malachi 3 and verse 7. Amen. Even from the day of your father, you are going away from my audience. Mm-hmm. You're going away from my audience.
Mm-hmm.
And we wonder why things are not like they should be, because you've gotten away from some of the things that God told you to do. Amen.
That's right.
You've gotten away from my audience. Now, when we think about our audience, it's a statue. It can be a law. Or somebody else give me another example of audience.
Mm-hmm.
Statue or law or commandments or something that God has put forth and told you to obey these things,
mm-hmm.
told you to do these things. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Yeah, audience. So he said, you've gone away from
all
my audience. Amen. You've gotten away from my audience. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten away from the things that I told you to do, and now you're not obeying those things, and you're wondering why things are happening the way that they're happening, because you've gotten away from some stuff I told you to do.
Mm-hmm.
You've gotten away from my audience, hallelujah, and have not kept them.
Mm-hmm.
We've been seeking the blessing of God, but you got away from some audience.
Amen.
You got away from some of God's laws. You got away from some of God's commandments, amen, and wonder why things are going the way they're doing, going the way they're going, is because you've gotten away from it, amen.
Oh.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
And so God said, I want you to come back to these things, because if you would come back and do these things that I have already laid before you, I swear I'm going to bless you. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
We got to get back to the things that God requires us to do, because
Amen.
If we don't do them, he can't bless you that way. You know, things we used to tell you to do, you've gotten away from it. Amen. No, God said, cannot you pray with me 1 hour? We gotten away from that. Amen. We don't pray 1 hour no more. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. It's good if we pray 15 minutes. Praise
mm-hmm.
God. But we gotten away. See, we realize that God said, I bless you. He said, now, what you sow is what you're going to reap now. Amen. What you're going to reap. If you sow, you're going to reap it. If you sow in prayer, hallelujah. If you sow in tears, you can reap in some joy. But we don't sow in tears no more, and that's why we're not reaping the benefits of what God said he would give us, because he said, I'll bless you if you do it, but if you don't do it, how can you get it?
Yes, amen.
You've gotten away from some of my audience, he said. Let me go on, amen. Return unto me, God said. Return to me. Get back to them things that I told you to do, amen. And stop doing those things I told you not to do, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Stop committing adultery and fornication, hallelujah. Stop doing it. Stop talking about your sister. Stop talking about your brother, your neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
Stop doing that crazy stuff. That stuff don't help.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, somebody, amen.
Yeah.
Stop your sinning, God said. And get back to my order, because you got to be faithful.
Faithful.
I can't put no blessings in the hand of an unfaithful person.
Mm-hmm.
Trust in an unfaithful person, they say, it's like a broken tooth out of a joint. You just can't trust it. You're trying to bite down on some chicken and that teeth will move out the way. You can't trust it, amen? Praise God. Hallelujah. That thing ain't faithful. You can't trust it. You can't eat no steak. That teeth will move out the way every time you try to bite down on your blessing. It'll move out the way because. but listen what he says here. Return unto me, and I will return unto you, saith the Lord of hosts.
Mm-hmm.
But you said, wherein shall we return? Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, well, how are we going to return, Lord? You've gotten away from this, amen. You see, people in the New Testament don't believe in this. Folks in the New Testament, they don't believe in paying tithes. They don't believe it. They got away from it, amen. Yeah, they're going their own way now. They're not keeping the word of God anymore. They don't believe in giving. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Sowing and reaping is a spiritual law. Spiritual law.
Mm-hmm.
It's a universal law.
Amen.
And no matter what you do, it all falls under this universal law.
Yeah.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You got to plant some seed to get a crop. If you don't plant anything, you don't expect to get anything back. Amen. If you don't sow something, you don't expect to reap nothing. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Is it because that's a universal law? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Sowing and reaping. Amen. Blessings and curses. Amen. Universal. Amen.
Amen.
You can tell whether or not a person is going to succeed in life by the laws they keep. I can tell whether or not you're going to fail or you're going to make it by the laws you keep. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Because if you go this way, you already know you're going to end up in hell. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't not keeping the laws of God, you know if you don't keep them laws, you're going to end up in a place that you don't want to be. Amen.
Amen.
Even the laws of life, if you don't keep those laws, you're going to end up in destruction. Amen. Even in the laws of sowing and reaping, if you don't keep those laws, you're going to end up broke, amen? They're just the law you keep, amen?
Amen.
Amen. There's certain things if you don't do, ain't nothing going to happen.
That's right.
Amen. It's like trying to get a baby, amen, and you don't do nothing to get a baby. Then you're talking about you're expecting one. How you expecting one? You didn't do what it takes to get it. Sowing and reaping. Is that right?
Amen.
Sowing and reaping.
Amen.
And the benefit. See, God did it like that with Adam and Eve. He said, be fruitful and multiply.
Mm-hmm.
Will a man rob God? Hallelujah. Praise God.
Thank you.
Will a man rob God? Y'all know, y'all be crazy today, amen. Will a man rob God? And wherein we rob thee? He said in tithes and offering, amen.
Yeah.
It was an ordinance given, amen.
Amen.
It was laid down. It was a law that was given. Hallelujah. God laid it down in the book of Leviticus, I believe it's 19. He said, "You, a tenth belong to me.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't give me my tenth, I'm going to cause you to lose all of yours."
Right.
That was an ordinance laid down, amen.
Mm-hmm.
That was the way God did things, amen. And we got to get back to the stuff, amen.
Mm-hmm.
We're not walking in the blessing that we should be walking in. If my blessing is going to run and overtake me, then if my blessing is not trying to overtake me, it must be I'm not keeping something that God or doing something that God told me to do.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God I'm blessed, amen.
Amen.
You know. Praise God. I went to the store the other day, and God blessed me.
Mm-hmm.
I got some stuff that God said, I pay for it. I said, Jesus, thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Went and somebody wants some lunch, something to eat. I pay for it. And I thank God for my wife. She started telling me, boy, you better receive. You better stop. When people want to bless you and you tell them, pride. You know, my pride, little pride. No, child. I don't want you to pay for it, bro. I got it. Pride. Your blessing can't overtake you if you're not willing to receive, how is it that your blessing going to overtake you? And so God said, if you want to be blessed, obey my... Get back to my audience, he said, if you're going to be blessed. Let's read on here. Notice what he said. Bring all your tithes in the storehouse. That means God had a place for you to bring it. He didn't tell you go out there and give it to the poor. He said, bring it into the house.
Right.
You give your offering and thing to the poor. You sow your seed among those out there that need help. But he said, bring your tithes to the storehouse.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
I've designated a place that you bring it. Amen.
Amen.
Even back in the time of Jesus, when Joseph went to Jerusalem, they had to take their tithes and offering to Jerusalem because that was the place that God had stated that that's where they were supposed to take it to. Amen.
That's right. Amen.
And let me move on from that. I don't want to stay on that too much because people gonna keep the money in their pocket anyway. Amen. Let me stop talking about that. Amen. If they're gonna keep them $2, and that's all they're gonna have is $2. See, if you're never making a room for something else, how you gonna get something else in?
That's right.
Yeah. See, when you're sold like this, you're making room for a blessing. Come on, amen. Come on, hallelujah. Hey, when you give, you're making room for a blessing, amen. Mm-hmm. And so whatever you're doing for God, you're making room for a blessing, amen. When you pray, you're making room for a blessing, amen. When you seek God, you're making room for a blessing, amen. And when you do whatever you do for God, you're making room for God. You see, you got to make some room for God, because a lot of us don't have room for God in our life.
Amen.
We're too busy with other things.
Amen.
Jesus talked about the lust of other things entering in and choke the word out of you. Because you got too busy. Let me keep on moving here. Amen. He said, bring all the tithes in the storehouse that there might be meat in my house, and prove me. You know, I think this is probably the only time God said, test me. Prove me. Jesus even said, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God, but God said, you can tempt me in this. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah.
Lord.
Test me and see, God said. If I won't, let me get on that. I got to read up. Verse, next verse. He said, test me and see if I won't open up the doors of heaven and pour you out a blessing that your house won't be able to contain it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Come on, somebody. Amen. This is what God said. Try me and see. Mm-hmm. Won't I do it? And if he swore he's going to do it, he got to do it because he swore that he was doing it. And if you believe that he's going to do it, he's got to do it because he said he would do it. He said, I'm going to bless you, amen. Mm-hmm. And so he said, get back to this, amen. He said, if I won't open up. Now, when we talk about open up the windows of heaven, that God said, when he's talking about blessings, I'm going to open up some doors of opportunity to you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I'm going to allow you to get into places that you wouldn't have normally got into, but I'm going to open up some doors of opportunity. You see, one thing about it, most of us can be blessed if we had opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I believe it was James Brown that said, I don't want nobody to give me nothing. Just open up the door and I get it myself. Amen. You see what James Brown was saying? I don't want you to give me anything. I just want you to open up the door of opportunity. Come on, somebody.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I'm trying to tell you, if you obey God and be obedient to God, God would open up some doors of opportunity for you. But the reason the door hasn't been opened for you because you won't obey.
Amen.
Hmm? Some doors of opportunity, amen. Mm-hmm. You see, you need a raise on your job, but you haven't done what's necessary to get that raise, amen. Because God said, if you're being obedient now, serve and obey your masters. Now, I ain't trying to say you're a slave, but I'm trying to say if you work for somebody, obey your master, right?
Amen.
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Obey your master, for this is good in the Lord.
Amen.
Do what you're supposed to do, amen. Mm-hmm. Give them honor like you're supposed to give them, and I'm going to bless you for it, amen. You see, you thought you was doing it just for the man, but God said, no, you're doing this for me.
That's right.
You're supposed to be doing it for me, not just for the man. You're doing this for me. And if you do this for me, I'm going to bless you for doing it, amen. If you be obedient to your masters and all that thing, you'll go on your job. And so he said, I caused you to rise up, amen.
Amen.
I cause you to be on the top, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah. I bring you from that low position, amen, and give you a higher position in this job if you just obey me, amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Look at Joseph. Look at the blessing of Joseph, how God brought him out of the slave house, amen,
mm-hmm.
Brought him out of the jail house, amen, and put him in the, what we call it, the big house, amen. I don't want to call it the White House, right? He brought him out of the jailhouse and put him in the White House because what? He was obedient to God and faithful to God, and God blessed him. And even though he was a slave, God caused him to rise to a higher position.
That's right. Amen.
Because there was a promise there. Joseph was faithful, and God blessed him. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to open up the windows of heaven to you, amen.
Amen.
Opportunity. I'm going to allow you to get in some places that you never got in before, amen. I keep telling Gina, you've been wanting to do that movie, baby. You've been wanting to do that movie. Praise God. If you learn how to be faithful to God, he opened up some doors for you. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. See, God knows where the blessing's at. God knows, you know, God, you remember Cornelius in the 10th chapter of the book of Acts?
Mm-hmm.
When God, all the good deeds he had done,
mm-hmm.
and God told him, I'm going to bless you. And then he said, now, Cornelius, go down to Peter's house. He's down there by the lakeside. I'm trying to tell you, God knows the address of the people that need to bless you, amen. Come on, somebody. He knows exactly where to send you to, amen. Hallelujah. And open up that, get that door open to me. Because it's not all the time it's what you know. Sometimes it's who you know. Come on, somebody. I say God can lead you to the right person, amen, at the right time. Because he said, go talk to this person here. This person here is going to help you make that move. This person here is going to get your production going. This person here, amen, is going to be the one, amen, to lead you into the place where you can be blessed. If you, but you got to be obedient to God first, amen. You can't expect to find this thing that God said you're going to have except you be faithful.
Amen.
He said, if you be faithful over the little, I cause you to be rulers over the much.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? But here he said, I'm opening up the wonders of heaven, opportunities. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. I thank God for opportunity. Amen. You'll be able to speak to people that you never spoke to before.
Mm-hmm.
I open up the door for you. Because, you know, see, people look at your perspective by what you do, how you live, and how you live it. They watch you. They judge you because, you know, the Bible does say, 1 Corinthians 3:3, we're living epistles, read of men. Amen. Otherwise, you're the word of God that's walking, amen. And they judge you according to the way you live. And they will grant you privileges according to the way you handle it. Hmm? You understand what I'm saying? Amen. Because I'm not going to grant you any privileges, I don't think you're faithful. Hmm? God can't grant you no privileges and open some doors up for you unless he know you're faithful, amen.
Amen.
Why would God put you in a place that you can't stay? Now, the Bible talks about your gift would make room for you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And bring you before great men. Amen?
Amen.
So why would God open up a door of opportunity for you to get in a place and your lifestyle can't keep you there once you get there?
Right.
Your lifestyle won't get you there, amen. I mean, it won't keep you there. Your gift can get you into places that your lifestyle can't keep you there. The Bible does say your gift make room for you and bring you before great men. But why would God allow you to come before great men and you don't show no kind of faithfulness in your action and the things that you do? Why would he put you there for you to call shame on him for putting you there?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm?
Amen.
You get what I'm trying to say? You call shame, you know. You know, a lot of, we got a lot of good preachers out there. They're good preachers, they think. Amen.
Right.
But even though they got good gifts, but their lifestyle don't go with the gifts,
mm-hmm.
they're not faithful.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? Amen. You get what I'm trying to say? They're not faithful, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They got their wife sitting on one side and the baby and the baby mama sitting on the other side in the same church. Oh, you think this don't go on? Huh? Hmm? Bring shame on God and shame on the church, amen.
Yes, right.
Amen. Because of their action, because they're not faithful. They're not faithful to God. In other words, they're not committed to the cause. You see, when you're faithful, you're committed to the cause, amen?
Mm-hmm.
So why would God open up a door and let you in this door, and then when you get there, you bring shame on him?
Yeah, hallelujah.
Mm-hmm. Huh?
I just didn't show.
Why does God do things and you bring shame to him? Amen. Set you up and lift you up and make you somebody and give you great status. And all of a sudden, when you get your status, you fall down is because you're not faithful. You're not committed to the cause of God.
Amen.
Remember, he said, I'm going to bless you now if you be obedient now. Amen. If you don't be obedient now, I'm going to let a curse fall on you. So here is God said, I open up the door of opportunity. Know what he said? And pour you out a blessing that what? You shall not have room enough to receive. You know, everybody think you have to be a millionaire just to be blessed. Hallelujah. You don't have to be a millionaire to be blessed. Amen. You know, because, you know, no matter what you brought here, you ain't taking nothing with you.
Right.
Amen. I always like to say this all the time, sister. I say, you know, when you see the hearse going down the road, you don't see no you all behind it. you never see the U-Haul behind the hearse. That means that all that God has blessed you with, amen, you're not going to take it with you, amen. So don't get in pride and get lifted up over the stuff that you got, because, you know, you can have it today and at midnight it'll all be gone. Come on. I'm saying I'm going to bless you. And another way to say, I got to get to this one, amen. Then I'm going to quit, amen. Verse 11, it said, and I will rebuke the devourer. What does God mean when he said, I rebuke the devourer for your sake, amen? I mean, the things that's taking your money, I'm going to stop it, amen. Come on, amen.
Amen.
See, you didn't give God his part, but because you didn't give God his part, he said, I put holes in your pocket.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I caused it to run out, amen. And no matter how much overtime you make, you still ain't got enough money because you don't give God none. I caused your car to break down on you.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to go out either way, amen. It's going to leave your hand, amen. It's going to leave like the wind. It's because you wasn't faithful and keeping your part. God keeps this part. He said, I rebuke the devourer, that if you do this, I will rebuke the devourer. So a lot of problems that you have, he said, I'll stop you from having those problems if you disobey me. You wonder why your car breaks down every week? That's a devourer. Amen? You wonder why your light bill so high? That's a devourer. it's eating it up. It's eating it up. Is that right? You know how you break a $100 bill? Boom, it's gone. Amen. Just like that. Amen. It's been devoured. Amen. You get what I'm trying to say? So God said, if you will do this, I will rebuke that. I'll stop that from happening if you be obedient. See, this is where faith comes in. Amen. Amen. I rebuke the devourer. Promises of God for doing what God said do. Promises for following my ordinance, amen. Promises. And God said, I swear I'll do it.
Amen.
What more can God say to get you to do what it is he asked you to do, amen? Huh? What more can God do, amen, when God wants you to be saved, amen? Amen. Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and amen, so I can give you some rest. But if you don't come, how is the burden going to be removed, amen, and the yoke going to be destroyed, amen, when God asks you to come, and then you don't come to God, amen, and do what he said do, and then are you still expecting things to leave you and be taken off of you when you won't be obedient?
Amen.
I want to save you, he said, amen. They said, all that come to Jesus, he'll save you, amen. Huh? And unless you online today, amen, you need a savior, amen. Your life is messed up in the next up, amen. Praise God. Amen. Stuff about to choke you to death, and you still laying there in your sin when God telling you, if you would just get up and come to me, I will leave you up that stuff. I'll rebuke the thing that's holding you down.
Amen.
I rebuke the stuff that's weighing you down, you see. But if you don't come when God said come, then how do you expect to get what God said, promise that he's going to give you? Come unto me, amen. And I don't know, you need to be saved. And if somebody on the line needs to be saved, you need Jesus. Amen. You got headaches and neck aches and back aches and pain aches. You got all of those things in your life, amen, and you need to get rid of them. And Jesus said, bring your burdens to me and leave them there. I'll take care of them, amen. It's all right, amen. And so who on the line needs to be saved today? Jesus He said, I swear I'll bless you. If you repent and be baptized, every one of you in the name of Jesus, he said, I'll bless you. I'll save you, amen. Whatever it is that you're into, I'll bring you out of it, amen. I'll get you off of them drugs, amen.
That's right.
I'll get you off of them drugs, amen.
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 Amen. Praise God. What did you say, sister? Okay, praise God, amen. I'll get you off of them drugs, amen. You see, it's good to have a witness that God broke somebody out of something, you see. And see, God allows you to go through that thing just so he can, so that everybody can see that he was the one that brought you out of it. Come on, somebody, amen.
Amen.
Come on, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He brings you out of the drug house. He brought you out of alcohol. He stopped you from being an alcoholic. He said, you're an alcoholic today. I swear. Come on, somebody. I swear that I'll bless you if you come to me, amen. I swear I'll deliver you from that thing, amen. I swear if the devil's on your back, I swear I will deliver you from the hand of your enemy. And so what's holding you up now? What's holding you back now? God has made a promise, and I think I've demonstrated what he said. He'll bless you, didn't he? Anybody online want to be saved today? Hallelujah. Anybody on Facebook want to be saved today? Amen. Bless God. Bless you, Sister Virginia. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank God, Sister Virginia from Georgia. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Sister April, God bless you, daughter. Amen. My daughter and son-in-law, they on today. Amen. Bless Sister April today. Amen.
Amen.
Sister Terry, she was even on today. Praise God. Sister Terry on today. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Tiffany on today. God bless you, Sister Tiffany today. Amen. God bless y'all. Amen. Amen. I want to know if you need anything from the Lord today, because he said, I swear, if you come to me, I'll bless you.
Amen.
Huh? Who needs a blessing today?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Amen.
Who needs a blessing today? Hallelujah. Thank God today, amen, if you need a blessing. Amen. Let me pray, amen. Hallelujah. Father God, thank you for the word of God today. And Lord, thank you for your promises, Lord, that I know you're going to keep because you swore that you would keep them. You said all of your promises, Lord, is yes and amen. And I thank you, Lord, for the amen today, Lord, of your promises and of your blessings, Lord, that you bestow upon mankind, Lord. So I give you praise for the word of God today and the people of God. May you bless them, Lord. May you keep them, Lord. God bless you. Brother Mac Daniel Page in Milwaukee. God bless you, Brother Mac, today. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. May God bless you. May God bless your family. May God keep your family. May God lift you up, amen, and give you rest.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And may the sweet communion of the Holy Spirit, may it rest, may it rule and abide within us and within you henceforth now and forevermore as we dismiss from this line today, but never from the presence of God. And we thank you today. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Don't forget today, we're supposed to have a baptism today. Amen. Supposed to have two people getting baptized today. Amen. Hallelujah. We're going to be down at our house today. We're going to do the baptism at our house today. Amen. We're going to use the swimming pool. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Don't have a baptism pool, but now it's nice and warm. If you want to be baptized in Jesus' name, we're doing some baptism today, amen. And you can come on, be baptized. That's the first thing Peter said. The man said, what must I do to be saved? Say, you need to repent first. You don't need a shake of my hand. You shake my hand, ain't going to do you no good. You need to repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. I would tell you, come on up and shake my hand. But shaking my hand, you need to shake the Lord saying, amen. Hallelujah. You get what I'm trying to say? Amen. And you need to repent and be baptized so you can get saved. See, we realize that hell is real. You're either going to go one place or the other. And God said, choose you this day whom you're going to serve. Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve me? Amen. And so it's your decision, you online today, who you're going to serve today. Amen. If you gave your life over to Jesus, just put it. put a comment up on the Facebook, that page, and say, I received Jesus today, amen. Hold your hand up, amen. Pray in your heart. Ask God. Father God, I ask you to come into my heart and save me. I repent of my sin. I repent of my wicked ways. I'm tired of the life that I'm now living. Lord, I need a change in my life. And Lord, I'm asking you to come into my heart right now and save me and change me. And Father, I give you praise for doing even as I have asked, because you swore you would bless me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Praise God. God bless y'all on Facebook today. Amen, amen, amen. I got to finish this up. Thank y'all. Amen. For all of you that are online today, amen, if somebody online want to be saved today, is there any testimonies or prayer requests today online today? Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget about this is Care Church. Doctor, we're going to try to do it by 1 o'clock. The baptism is going to be at 1 o'clock. Y'all come down by my house, amen, and we'll have the baptism today. And so thank God for somebody wanting to be saved, amen. He's not here. Brother Tommy didn't bring him here this morning, but he's going to meet us down at the house today, amen.
Amen.
Even Sister Paige's going to get rebaptized today.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So thank God for Sister Paige getting rebaptized. She wants to rededicate herself to the Lord, recommit herself again. Amen. Thank God for Sister Paige. I'm going to be in the water with you, so I'm going to duck myself through while I'm in there. Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget about this is Care Church Incorporated. Amen. And if you want to give a donation or offering to us, amen. God said if you do, God said if you do it, he's going to bless you. And if you like to give an offering, whatever you like to give, you can send it to carechurchinc@gmail.com. You can do it on PayPal or Cash App, however it is that you like to send it. And just do what Jesus say, amen. Don't do what I say. Do what Jesus say. And Jesus said if you do what he say, he swear he's going to bless you. Huh? Amen. Hallelujah. And so I thank God, amen, this morning, amen. Brother Prevost, you on tonight?
No, sir, we're not going to be on tonight. We're going to be back on tomorrow night at 7 o'clock.
Amen. Brother Prevost said he won't be on tonight. He'll be back tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, amen.
Amen.
So he won't be on tonight, amen. So praise God. Is any other announcement we got? Don't forget about who we have. We got Sister Alexandra, amen, on Fridays. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
On Fridays at 5 o'clock our time, 3 o'clock California time, for those of you in California. Amen. Called the salt of the earth. Amen. You can reach her on the same number, 774-220-4000. Amen. Access code 786-7473. Amen. The salt of the earth. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You can catch her at 5 o'clock on Friday. Monday through Fridays. I'm on every Monday through Friday. 10 o'clock. Our time. 8 o'clock California time. Amen. We call it the Holy Ghost Prayer Line. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
It's been going on for about almost over a year now. The Holy Ghost Prayer Line. You can get on that line, amen, by reaching 774-220-4000, access code 319-2020-POUND, Monday through Friday. We are on, amen, the Holy Ghost Prayer Line, amen.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. We got Minister Ray, Minister Ray on Monday through Fridays, amen. What's that called, Truth of God?
Word of Truth.
Word of Truth. Minister Ray on. 774-220-4000, access code 120-11069-POUND. He's on Monday through Friday at 8:30 our time, 6:30 California time. You can catch Minister Ray on. So there's some word of God going forth, amen. Praise God. Wednesday night, amen. Same thing at 9 o'clock our time, 7 o'clock California time. For all of you that is out there in California, we're just giving it to you, amen. Because you from California, in California today. Amen. I hope I have all the announcement. Did I get all the announcement out? Amen. Anything else? Wednesday night, Brother Page on Wednesday night. 7 o'clock. 5 o'clock California time. Same area code, 774-220-4000. Amen. Access code, 786-7473. Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Amen. Amen. Don't forget to meet me there on Wednesday nights. Amen.
Yes,
did I miss anybody today? Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for, amen. Sister Shirley, anything you'd like to say today?
Glad to be here, and I've enjoyed everything that occurred and been inspirational and educational.
Amen. Well, thank God for Sister Shirley coming today.
Amen.
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 Amen. Anybody else? Sister Paige back there, you got anything to say?
Thank God for being of the living, me and my family.
Thank God for being in the land of the living. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank God for my daughter there. Amen.
Amen.
She gonna make it. She gonna make it. She gonna make it. Amen. Amen. She can't do nothing but make it. Amen. I got the Holy Ghost chasing her down. Amen. Gonna run her down. Amen. And get her. Hallelujah. Praise God. And my son, if you happen to be listening, the Holy Ghost is after you. He's going to get you. He's going to arrest you. And I'm going to tell you, come out with your hands up. Come on, somebody. Amen.
Yeah.
God tell you, come out with your hands up. This is a stick up. Come on. Hallelujah. You know, that's what it really is. Amen.
Amen.
When you yield yourself to God, you're saying, God, I surrender, amen. My hands is up. All to you, Lord, I give, amen. Praise God. Anyone else, amen? No one else? Amen. So praise God, amen. Let's stand to be dismissed, amen. Thank God for the service. Thank God for all of you who attended today. Amen, mate. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. I feel good in my soul. Amen. I'm just the happiest I can be. Ooh, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm energized, Brother Ray. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm energized. Amen. We're going to be dismissed. Amen. Father God, thank you for the people who have attended today, Lord. May they be blessed going in. May they be blessed coming out, Lord. May they be blessed in their storehouse. May they be blessed in their field. May their bodies be blessed, and may it be healed in the name of Jesus. May the circumstance be diminished, amen, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And, Lord, as we come to dismiss from this place, but never from your presence, so may the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost, may it rest, rule, and abide within us henceforth now and forevermore as we dismiss from this place, but not from your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. We're dismissed. Amen, amen, amen,
amen,
amen. God bless you, Brother Prevost. Thank you.
Everybody.
Say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say.
church say? Let the church
say,
all we needed was a word from the Lord. We've got it, so
let the church say,
oh,
let
the whole church
say,
God has spoken. Well, 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 let the church, let the church say, let the church say, amen. About to die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does,
amen.
Know you've got a word,
amen.
That has come from above.
Tommy. Oh, okay.
Is that okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.